Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom. Land of our middle passage. Shalom, shalom, mishpachah, my family, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to another edition of Straight No Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. All praises to the Most High. It's good to be back with you. I know most of you are probably winding down towards the end of your day, and we want to thank you for your support in the archives and for tuning in. I hope this day has found you increased and resilient in the Most High, able to press forward and go on. You're tuned into a show that's straight, unabashed. We don't hold anything back. So we welcome the Most High and the Ruach to be present, because this is a show designed for us, our people, our community, to deal with all of the issues of the day. And for a long time, I would say that not only do we attack the issues, but we try to get to the find a solution and be solution-based. But I finally come to understand that there is a portion missing. There's one thing missing before you can even attack the problem, or after bringing up the problem. You got to digress, go back, and put everything in its proper perspective as to how the problem came to be, how it came about. I don't think we put things in context. It's proper perspective before we even begin to try and come up with a solution or an issue. We got a lot of people that like to try and come put out fires, calm the fire, and never get to address what started the fire, to assure that the fire will never start again. And I want you to know that as of tonight, I am changing my emphasis as it pertains to saying that we're solution-based. I'm not with all that talk, because that sounds like a government entity, another government franchise, and all of these non-profit organizations that are 501c3 sanctioned. I'm not on that tip, brothers and sisters. I am here to deal with us. And as I've said before, when it comes to me taking this position to talk to us, I'll do it from a so-called educated perspective, a spiritual perspective, religious perspective, ghetto perspective, man's perspective. I'm going to do whatever it takes, or however I'm led to speak on it the way I feel led to speak on it. I know that in the scriptures, Ezekiel was told, what makes you think they're going to listen to you? They didn't even listen to me. They wouldn't keep my laws, my statutes, my commandments. But he said, do this, though. He said, set your face like a flint, because I'm going to make your forehead hard against their foreheads. And you do what you have to do to tell the truth. Because if you don't tell someone when they're wrong or they're in error, then the blood is on your hands. If you're tuning in, I'm not going to bite my tongue. I'm not going to get into a debate with you. Nothing is up for debate. Discussion may be up for discussion. But for the most part, I know that in most so-called intellectual discussion, there's a lot of deflecting when it comes to our people who do not want to enter into the truth, because they have been so, there's been so much through media and programming and false education that's been deeply embedded into their psyche and their subconscious, that when they receive something consciously, they refuse to believe it's the truth, because they cannot disconnect, unplug from the matrix of how they've been programmed and raised, because that's too uncomfortable for them. Also, your psyche through psyop programs has been damaged, because you've been exposed to what you feel is truth and reality, and it's all a lie. And without that existence, you don't even know how to exist. So why wouldn't I come and slap the hell out of you with truth in order to wake you up, so that you can get a hold of your stuff and realize that the world you're living in is a facade? And the real truth that you need to have needs to be developed. You need to build your own parameters, your own construct and substratum based on what Most High has told you to do. Come back to the statutes, laws, and commandments. I'm not pushing religion. I'm not down with that. I'm not going down you or whoever, where you are, but I know that there is a spirit that talks to the consciousness and subconscious of our people at the end of the day. you become so inculcated with the meth and the drugs that cause the witchcraft and the sorcery and what you think you see that you think you have to believe because all the masses are involved in that. It's got you hoodwinked, bamboozled. You're stuck. You're caught up. Sorry, but normally when I get started and I just get it and have to get right into it. So anyway, this is Straight No Chaser. I'm Elder V, also known as V the Preacher, and I welcome you once again. We don't have a chat room. We don't have time. That's more deflective. We don't got time for all the foolishness that goes on in chat rooms. If you want to call in, every now and then we take calls, but sometimes I don't feel the need to go that way as I'm speaking on the day's issues and saying the things that need to be done because I don't think you get to hear truth in this way anymore. We got a lot of our problems that teach and preach, but, you know, I do that when it comes to Shabbat, the day of the Sabbath. Sometimes we do teaching during the week. Sometimes we like to talk about what they're doing to our body and health topics earlier in the week. But as of lately, we've just been able to come to you with Straight No Chaser and also teachings from Rabbi Simone Altaf out of Abrahamic Faith from over in the U.K. and our brothers and sisters throughout the U.S. that participate and support that show on Pow Talk and on Blog Talk. Get a chance, go to africa.com/africa-israel.com, which is the new website that's being built up. Soon there'll be links to other pages that I'll be setting up through the Social Change Action Network, but we're changing our format, our substrata. We don't want to sound like the world. We don't want to use a bunch of things to bait you in and make you think it's one thing when it's another. We don't want to be duplicitous in our efforts, and we're not about name baiting, name dropping, or trying to acquire funding from any particular source. We do very well playing our part in sustaining our people locally, the community, and those that we can reach out abroad. Had the wonderful opportunity to talk to a sister in the truth by herself with her husband in Palm Beach, Florida. And I was going to call her and have her call in, but I may share some of the discussion that we had, but I thought it was very intriguing and enlightening. Some of that stuff I'll touch on. I'll say it's enlightening because I'll listen to a two-year-old speak. I'll never, ever have so much pride in my life that I think I can't learn from something simplistic. There is so much that is complex in life that we can learn from something so simplistic. We can understand complexities through simplicity, but we have an incessant need to complicate things because we are drama kings and drama queens, and we're stressed out because we need to feel that we matter by overcomplicating things. Most High has given you everything you need. So for those of you that are listening, no chat room, no call in. So let's get it. Last week we shared a particular news topic, okay? And I'm not going to hold back and not talk about this more popular news story of the day that's taking place. And some of you know exactly what it is. That gay marriage legislation has been passed. And I've heard some of the most ridiculous comments you could ever hear, some comments that made sense, but just for the most part, I am fascinated by people and how much we are so caught up into what we think matters in this life. So I just want to talk to you. Talk to my community, those that are listening. Christian brother sitting in the gym today, he don't even believe in the Sabbath for one. He said that's done away with. Everything God said, Old Testament, I ain't got to listen to that. I'd rather follow some letters that was written by a man in jail who kept the Sabbath, kept the law, and killed the Jews and was called for the Gentiles and wrote letters to the Gentiles who said that I don't have to do that no more. And they don't even understand his writing. Some about apostle Shaul, who you call Paul, that a lot of you worship and follow. You love him. You worship him over Christ. but call yourself a Christian, a name that was used only three times by some Greeks that called a group of people that, and they never adopted that. They just forced it on a society, and then we begin to adapt it. Mindsets are incredible to me. So this brother said, yeah, Obama has really gotten in trouble with God now. And I just, I guess he's been asleep for the last 4 years, and just sleep, period, as it comes to the word, as the Most High said our people would be. This man has been in trouble with the Most High for some time, but I won't even go to say that. Here's what I need you to understand, people. I don't even want to talk about this news story like I'm perplexed and I'm afraid and I'm scared and watching to see what's going to happen next. This is all spoken of in the Word. This man has been given special power to accomplish certain things that's in the Word. What I rejoice at today is that I'm not supporting gay marriage, but at the same time, this was spoken of in the Word. So Bible prophecy was fulfilled today, which means we're getting a little bit closer to the end of the story, which decrees that there'll be victory for a certain nation. Now, I'm not talking about race. Race is nations. I'm talking about a nation of people and a nationality of people that have been persecuted and will be persecuted through this time. So we're getting to the end of where the paradigm shift is going to take place. And the world that used to be, that is no more, shall be back where it's supposed to be. By the way, did I tell you welcome to the end of the Gentile rule? So all day, even though we may be against this gay marriage, I've been at the same time saying this is some of the most exciting time to be living in, because it said that Christ would return. When he gets ready to return, it would be just as it was in the days of Noah. They'll be giving in marriage. That didn't mean just regular marriage, because they already said marriage is good, and God promoted it. He was in reference to the fact of a different type of marriage. Also during that time of Noah, we have Lot, where the entire community was given to homosexuality. When two angels showed up on the scene, they wanted to have sex with them. Lot offered his daughters. They said, no, we want these two men. We want strange flesh. We're in that time now where the entire community is given open and accepting of this lifestyle, and now it's so-called law, and your leader has signed it into law, which changes the psyche and belief system and approach of the whole world towards this lifestyle. Do you know where we stand? We stand in a place where you as a nation need to be preparing yourself to fear the Most High and not fear government, cops, white men, because they're going to try to do things to you, but to be prepared to say that no weapon formed against me can prosper, and not to say it like that preacher said, that pork-eating, chicken-belly, Cadillac-driving, alligator-shoe-wearing, cross-eyed, limp, stuttering Sunday morning preacher be saying, I'm not talking like that. I'm talking about how you're going to be tried and challenged, and the only peace and security you have is coming up under the covering. Some of you say umbrella. I don't like to say umbrella. The covering of the laws and statutes that give you added protection and that puts you up under the grace and mercy of the Most High and his covering. Lasciviousness. And just that old Christianity, we're like, oh, you don't have to do nothing. Just love Jesus. Just love the white Jesus that we showed you. He's not even white. And now you all know the truth. You know the truth that Christ was black. Some saying he's Arab, he's indigenous, he's this. But now you're starting to know. But this has been so ingrained in your psyche and subconscious that you can't take it out, and you refuse to believe that you are the people. There's too much fucking information at your doorstep. But you don't see how it could have happened, because you don't even, first of all, barely even believe in God, let alone yourself. We've been truly damaged as a people. So as it pertains to the news story of the day, No, I'm not tricking. This stuff has been going on behind the scenes in a way you would never believe. Most of your leaders in certain positions are Satanists. This whole world is into Satanism. You watch satanic rituals on television every day and every night. Don't even know you're watching it. You go to see these movies and you support Harry Potter and everything, and they're doing satanic chants all over you. They have tainted your food with human DNA and aborted fetal cells that they've dried up, crushed up, and put in your food and call it natural flavors because the babies are natural. And you just think everything's all good. It's all good, right, baby? You don't even know how you have to fight to live and maintain your spirituality now. You are in a war with principalities that you don't even believe in. And they believe in them more than you because they worship them. And they know that these things want to live in you. So they want to desecrate your temple, which is your body, by turning you into a cannibal and have you eating aborted fetal cells that they put into your food and your drinks, desecrates your temple, loads you up with drugs, destroy your DNA, destroy the helix, the double helix, the strands, destroy it, destroy the chain, put bubbles in between the genes. And it, you know, it's like we see the problem on the outside, certain sicknesses, but we don't know on the inside. Strands of your genetic makeup and DNA are being altered and changed through radiation, through poisoning, and through food, and it's messing you up. And you're running to drugs, which is messing up your genetic makeup and opening you up to demonic spirits as well. So it's no longer that shit. You're duplicitous in nature. You become schizophrenic because you have compartmentalized certain aspects of you that are controlled by certain parts of society. You don't even know how deep it is when it comes to walking through the airport and being radiated and what that stuff is doing to us. And you wonder why you have these headaches, these migraines, and these different problems taking place with you. Check this out. Brother told me today. He was in the military. I wanted him to be on the show. I'm going to see if I can get him on here anonymously. You become a guinea pig. I told him I was just getting over a little cough cold, just do a little, you know, bump fist, I don't want to shake your hand. He's like, man, I ain't been sick 10 years, I'll never get sick. Government shot me up with something where I can't catch nothing. Shot me up with anthrax, shot me up with this. He said, in the military, you just have to take it. You don't even ask you. You just pull up your sleeves, you walk through a line, five people on each side, and they can start sticking you. He said, I can't sleep at night. I've never been sick. They shot anthrax up at me, a few other things. He said, I got a bunch of problems to see things, and the brother looks like at any minute he'll snap. They have put so much stuff inside this man to change him that when they do begin to infect this population, it's not going to infect him, but they also have a trigger inside of him that they'll be able to trigger him to respond and do something at any given time. This is why you see people suddenly who work for certain companies and in certain places, they're snapping, losing their minds, and just gone because they've been infected. It's the kind of stuff that you all believe is in the movies, which is why they load you up, front load you with these movies, so that if you hear this from another source, you refuse to believe it and say this has got to be fantasy, because I hate to see that on TV and that special effects, and not realizing that they're actually showing you technology they have through the fallen angels, diseases, sicknesses they have, plans that they have. They get off on letting you know, because they always let each other know, because they can pick up on the signals. Sometimes they'll put it in your face so they can say they told you, because they have to be complicit. Because at the end of the day, brothers and sisters, the Most High is in control of all things because we disobeyed him. We desecrated the laws, and we walked away from him to serve the gods. And he knew that he knew that there would have to be evil in the world for us to appreciate the good that he is. He didn't think that all of he didn't create Satan all of a sudden. He didn't realize that Satan was going to trip. He knew exactly what Satan was going to do and when he was going to do it. With us, he gave us choice, but he knows how he made us and how we respond to the choices. I hope y'all rolling with me, because there's just a few things I just had to go off on that little area. So let me get back to the news, brothers and sisters. There's something else I want to share with you real quick on the agenda, and that has to do with the Trayvon Martin case. Not quite through with that. I got this email, and so I'm going to elicit your support as it pertains to this email as well. The email talked about those who are supporting Zimmerman in his case. I want y'all to be careful out there, brothers and sisters. I just recently ran into something where somebody tried to have me arrested on some trumped-up charges and things that I could never do and never would do. I was released, but I was amazed how quick they were to, you know, try and do this. Most High protected me, took care of me, and still has my back. I need you all to be very mindful of where you live and what's going on around you, and to document what you're doing, and to have those people around you that not only pray, but keep an eye on your goings and comings and how you put certain information out. We don't live in fear, because the Most High has not given us a spirit of fear. Most of you fear everything that this world does. And I'm telling you, it's going to come to a time where you can't be as fearful of that. In the wake of the killing of Trayvon Martin, the company COCH, K-O-C-H, which manufactures paper products, is paying for cinnamon single fees because they feel he has the legal right to bear arms and shoot Trayvon. So we're asking people everywhere to band together with us and pass this information on and not purchase any of the following items, because your money will be paying for Zinnerman's lawyer fees. Do not purchase Angel Soft toilet paper, Bonnie paper towel, Dixie plates, bowls, napkins, cups, Mardi Gras napkins, paper towels, quilted northern toilet paper, soft and gentle toilet paper. I think the Dixie cups, that's those rare cups y'all be getting toe up in too, so stop buying rare cups. Spark napkins, Vanity Fair napkins, Zero napkins. Your support is necessary to ensure justice for a system that is obviously distorted at the least. Avoid purchasing these products. This will be a long and agonizing process for the Trayvon family. So try and show your support, brothers and sisters. Let's see. I talk about this aborted fetal cell stuff so much, and you know, nobody wants to believe it, but who cares? Still don't get the information out. Let me read to you PepsiCo, along with this company called Cinemix. I think that's S-E-N-O-N-Y-M-X, something like that, are the ones that help to develop flavorings that come from aborted fetuses, dead babies, dried up, ground up to enhance flavor. Yes, believe it. So I want to make known to you some of the products through Pepsi that contain this, and I want you to be aware of things that say natural flavors, filled with natural flavorings. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to locate the information. You and you know why it's hard to locate this information right now. We will get it. We're going to get to it. And be sure to follow the page when you get a chance. Go over to the Facebook page, Be the Preacher. And let's keep all of my brothers and sisters in these so-called camps. I'm not a follower of camps, but we still want to keep them in prayer, because there's a lot of infiltration going on. There's a lot of stuff happening. As we get close to the time, as we get close to this movie Asher coming out, as we get closer to the plans, you need to understand that a lot of these policies are meant to destroy a nation, a race, a group of people, you, black man, black woman. They want you dead. They don't ever want you waking up and coming to the knowledge that you are the original Hebrews of the Bible. Go to Google and Google in the records that show you the names of the slaves when they were brought over here. The records are in incredible. All of the names of the slaves had Yah in it, who their slave masters was, what tribe they were with, Ebal tribe. Google that information. Let's see if I can find this. There's a biotech company using aborted fetal cell lines to test its slave enhancers. And I don't want to get too into that. You can go to some other sites. One, Knowledge is Power. Obama's agency was PepsiCo. You want to check that out too. And here we go. All Pepsi soft drinks. Fear and Mist soft drinks, Mountain Dew soft drinks, Mug Root Beer and other soft drinks, No Fear beverages, Ocean Spray beverage, Seattle's Best Coffee, Taco beverages, Amp energy beverages, Aquafina water, Aquafina flavored beverages, Double Shot energy beverages, Frappuccino beverages, Lipton tea and other beverages, Propel beverages, Gatorade beverages, Fiesta Miranda beverages, Tropicana juices and beverage. These are all part of PepsiCo and other Cinemix. Let's listen to the name of the company, Cinemix. Partner products, that's S-E-N-O-M-Y-X, Nestle products, all coffee, creamers, Magic Brand, soups, Kraft, Cadbury, Adams, yeah, pretty much everything you eat, yeah, you're right. You got to start growing your own food, eating things in a natural, even if it's just for gum, chew on spearmint, chew on parsley, get back to real licorice, go to the Whole Foods store, spend the money, read the ingredients. It matters now. It causes cancer. It destroys your cells, your genetic makeup. It causes tumors. It's causing people's organs to fail and drop dead. Listen to some of the other stuff. Chiclex, Corex, Dentine, Freshen Up Gum, Sour Cherry Gum, Sour Apple Gum, Stride, Trident, Sour Cherry Blasters, Fruit Mania, Bassett's Licorice. Not the real stuff. The licorice, L-I-Q-U. Okay? Sour Chiller, Sour Patch Kids, Mini Fruit Gums. Surge breath. Don't you ever wonder what this is that you just throw in your mouth while you're watching a crazy movie and being programmed and drinking syrup and sodas that's just numbing you and opening up your mind and spirit to all the demonic suggestion that's coming through the screen and programming? Oh, man. And they got you paying $25 for three items. I could go on and on. This list does not stop. So I'll give you a website to go to check out. That website that I got this particular information on, even though it's everywhere, this one in particular was Knowledge is Power. I want you to be aware of the radiation that still exists and that's on the rise, that you still can get the potassium iodide in your system, and also still look for bladder rack and things to strengthen your, not only your immune system, but your state of mind right now. So, brothers and sisters, it seems innocent when there's a beautiful commercial, wonderful commercial that you watch, you see two people running or chewing the gum, and it's fun, and it looks like it's hip. But realize, these thoughts, they're loaded, front-loaded into your brain until it can be absorbed by your subconscious, and these things become things that you just do secondhand. But don't think it's okay now. Go be gay and be a homosexual, to eat everything, do anything, and just say, what the hell? One life to live. It's much more serious than that. A community is being destroyed. A people are being destroyed. We have no more fear of God, no more spirituality, and we become numb. We need light in this darkness. We need salt. And I need you to know that your greatest armor is knowing who you are in the Most High and knowing that you can fight back and that you got to fight back. But the only way you're going to fight back is by having discipline over your flesh and your body. They believe in demon spirits because they worship them, and they want you to let them spirits control you and stop worshiping God so you won't have the protection and covering of the Most High and His angels. Know this.
All I do is stay focused, looking straight forward at the world and beyond. I feel people pulling me down. I feel some pulling me up. I can't get stuck. I just keep moving forward. I got places to go, man. Let's go.
When the Yamaki, the Yanta, can train, only the strong will continue. Do you have it in you? God, we've got our journey to go. Valley of the Shadow of Death, New York to Cali.
for the money, power, respect is a journey. Some will get left behind, cause in life, you cannot press rewind. Get it right, you only have one first chance to make one first impression that lasts a lifetime. Reputation supersedes itself. Do you believe in hell? Babylon greed for wealth. Do you deceive yourself and let your ego swell? And disregard those who most need your help. Thick skin, the dark won't take my soul. Survive spiritual wars, see my wealth in the evil spilt, but the faith is stronger. I saw grown men fall when I was a youngster, but I clenched my fist, ready to go against whoever tied my Thames and rise in the end.
But never say never, every good you want better. Just be a go-getter, and always be clever in every endeavor. God trust in time, God trust in measure. Never try to pleasure, come your neighbor's string clever. The land and the treasure, work for whatever. Just say don't be a beggar, be alpha omega. We're blessed every soul, no matter which stain you pepper. The immortal stepper, we're living every skin, no matter which color leather. We never let rain down, no care which kind of weather. Your destined to rise like the sun of Rebecca. Don't stop for a second, every man reckon. It sure would be good to be there. But I say an armor when the gates are finally closed and the saints go marching in.
Shalom, shalom, brothers and sisters. You're listening to Straight No Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. I'm your host, Elder V, also known as V the Preacher. We just got to be talking about some of the more recent topics in our news, what's going on with our society, things that we want to be conscious of, that we want to be aware of. So we can no longer be serendipitous or cavalier in our approach to life or how we raise our children. So, you know, you can no longer blame the educational system for what your kids aren't getting, because obviously you don't want to give it to it at home and you don't realize that they depend on and need you to teach and put something in them. And now more than ever, you need to give them something to live and just to survive, because these uppity niggas that have an education have become a part of a system that is designed to keep those who they feel are ignorant, black people, down. They forgot. Well, I'm sorry. Let me take this back. They know that we have abilities that trump and exceed the so-called educational system that they tell us we have to have degrees in order to be considered intelligent. I refuse to attribute my supernatural giftings that have given me abilities that have taken me before so-called great people or leaders and kings and rulers and made way for me, to the point of them asking me, where did I learn this and where was I trained to do this at? And I refuse to lie and say it was some establishment of upper learning. That's a crock of bull, you know what. There's nothing you can go somewhere and pay for that can replace the natural insight, discernment, and giftings that the Most High give you, but we no longer know how to foster that and encourage that in our children and put them in the proper environment to see it grow. Because we don't have the parents that care anymore. I don't want to hear about the system destroying our families. What I want to hear about is families destroying families themselves because they have no more spirituality. They have religion on Sundays. They have camaraderie. And they have a need to keep up with the Joneses because they're caught up into comparative self-worth. And I devalue myself if I can't be accepted by the masses, or at least my immediate peers, who are all ignorant because they're looking at achievements, external achievements, and what this world says I'm supposed to have in order to say I'm successful. And these bougie niggas are bole niggas that are controlled by the secret societies of the elite to keep us oppressed. The few get rich, teach them how to keep a certain group down so that they can keep their status. And the ones that get these contracts that come into the money, part of their contract, they're told what to do with the money, who to give the money to, and don't do nothing more than that or outside of that. And the ones that start making money, they get pulled to the side about the chances of expanding their agenda and their empire by doing such and such and such and such till they become the money. You know who the certain ones that achieve certain status because you start to see more and more doors open up for them to where they're exposed more and utilized more to control the ghetto, the masses, our people. They don't ever want you, Israel, waking up because it's a threat. You're wise beyond your years, and it's inside your DNA, and that's why they want to destroy it. You're gifted beyond your years, and that's why they want to destroy it. They know when the Messiah returns, Scripture says we shall see him and we shall be like him. What does that mean? Physically, genetically, spiritually, you're going to change and you're going to do what he can do, which means you shall rule again. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Especially you light-skinned people that get into the system and feel like you're better because they tend to accept you more. You Latinos that start to become racist towards blacks because you realize that, hey, I'm not black. My skin is accepted. You colored folks that try and separate yourself by saying that you have education, and then because you get a title, that's why I think I had something on there about a title. I'm erasing the whole, anything I see with a name, a title, who I am, I'm erasing it. I just come to realize that we got a bunch of title Negroes that call themselves certain this, I'm certain that, something that's been given to them from some company, some society in this world. And let me say something to my family, my Mishpacha. We're going to have to stop judging everybody who's not completely awake or in the truth because there are different levels. But here's the deal. When the Most High comes back, he's going to give us pure language. All the language is going to change that you think you're learning now. And he's going to give us another name. The name is going to even change. But we're living in a world of sin. I work for a company, and God knows what they do with the stock money and the money that they make from the masses. They might be fueling Satanism, death, murder, exploitation. And I work for this company. I'm not going to be delivered from this world of sin until the Most High comes back or until I leave this earth. And that goes for you, too. That's why the Bible says that anybody that says he's without sin deceives his own self. You can repent all the day long, but you driving a car and paying for gas and buying food that's going to support some company that's probably supporting some sinful activity. Oh, well, I don't know. Don't hurt me. Here we go again with the ignorance being bliss. What do you do when you find out I'm coming to the knowledge of it? And about you, brothers and sisters, that think you're taking yourself off the grid by moving out the country and stop working and trying to live off the other people, you ain't doing no better. There's something you're still doing to try and survive in this area, and you think you're better than them because you say you've removed yourself from society because you don't work, you don't keep a job, and all you do is you sold out for the Most High, teaching and preaching. You could do that anywhere. All the disciples had a trade, every one of them. Even the prophets had a trade. Even Daniel and Yosef, they worked for the government. They had to interpret dreams. Their gifts were being exploited. Get them white images out your head. I just saw you get that image of Daniel being that picture by Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci. They both can kiss my natural black, you know what, for coming and changing all the images. And all this was in the book of Maccabees, which is why they took that book out of the Most High's word. Painted all these images of Sistine Chapel and got you believing all the images of that color. Collectively, our community malfunctioning because of disunity and hatred has been put so deep inside of us to the point where we are quick to respond to the compelling of negativity and satanic energy that comes at us as it pertains to black on black or one against the other. I don't even want to talk about the Willie Lynch letters, slavery. I could talk about you. You want to be the bougie nigga, because everything in society and TV tells you you're nothing until you have that. And you don't realize how strong, rich, and great you are. Take away everything for me that you think you have, your car, your little money, your house, the city you live in. Imagine being in the wilderness. Would you really be able to believe that his eyes on the sparrow, and I know he watches me, that if he could feed the birds and raisins, he could take care of me? Now, you don't believe it. You're done. What does that mean? You can't unplug from the matrix. And I'm not talking about these brothers and sisters that think they're full-time ministry and think that they've arrived and everybody else is in the system now. Those are the ones that are deceived. They've lied to themselves. They're giving over to the strong delusion. Well, not the one in Scripture, a different one that they've created. When we get to the place where we realize that we have all we need, we have each other, and we can help and increase and bless each other and survive without depending on a government check, a welfare check, our fear of how we're going to eat food on the shelves in the supermarkets and stores and start to do for ourselves, we can kill the disunity. I need you to see how beautiful, black woman, you are without wearing Jessica's hair or Sandy. Or Rachel, let me think of another good, maybe with Becky Sue, or, no, without your hair, I'm looking like Becky Sue, but you actually got it from Tran, or Filene, or Gupta, Raja Gupta. You got it from some Indian woman who let her hair be cut to feed her family, and she cut it in the name of her Hindu god, her little Buddha. And then she blessed it to him and then took her little money and went and bought some other food to feed her family because she know you black women who have a curse on your hair, spoken of in Isaiah 3, would buy it and wear it because you want to look like Becky Sue because the world has told you you're ugly without it. You're the most gorgeous, beautiful woman in the whole wide world, and the whole world knows it. They don't want you to wake up. Look at your hips. Look at your lips. Look at your thighs. Look at your eyes. Look at your intellect. Look at your wherewithal. Look at your stamina. Look at your strength and your endurance. Take them damn fake eyelashes off, would you? Lose the weeds and the makeup and all that stuff. That's one thing the sister was talking about. She had me cracking up, a sister in Florida. I'm not going to call your name, sis. She had a picture of an orangutan and a dog. And she said, what is this? What if this orangutan made it with this dog? She's pretty much saying how it wasn't the most highest will for us to be doing all the intermixing and every species breeding with each other. It's iron and clay, brothers and sisters. It doesn't mix. Scripture told us he would try to mingle his seed with their seed. You ever stop to think what that might mean? A lot of self-hate and going outside your race. It's not love. So if we can strip down and love ourselves and love what we see, and I know it's hard because I've had to be reprogrammed because we the first ones to say we don't want to move to the ghetto or be around a bunch of black folks. We want to go move with a bunch of white folks, and we don't even know what these white folks and different folks are doing in their houses, in their homes, what gods they're worshiping, what sexual riches, orgies they're having, and what they're doing behind your back. One thing they're a master of is smiling in your face and doing different things behind your back and claiming that they are tolerant of your God when they literally envy you, admire you, or hate you. One of the three. I follow peace with all men. I'm not racist. I keep it real. If you want to call me racist, that's fine. I love my nation. I love my nation of people. I'm here to support them. And if you want to be down with our nation, then you're going to have to follow what the Most High told us to do. But one thing's for sure is that you're going to realize that this is the time of Esau and the Gentiles, and it's not going to always be that way. And you will not be where you are right now. I've said before, sisters, I'm the president of the Male Chauvinist Club, but it's because you were made soft, beautiful, lovely to be a queen. And when you don't want to be that, and you want to broaden your shoulders and square off with me, I'm coming at you. Because you're out of order. My young brothers and sisters, they know strength in a real woman, and they know real strength in a man and a king. And they're crying out and asking for you to be that man, be that woman, to be that king, to be that queen, and show them how to live. They are afraid for what kind of mate or spouse they're going to have when they get older. Are they going to have a spouse that's really homosexual or that's going to cheat on them constantly with another woman or another man? Are they going to be sane? Are they going to want to have anything, work? Can they lead them spiritually? Most of them can't lead a household spiritually because they haven't been taught anything from Deacon Willie, Deacon Jimmy. But here's the thing about you Negroes in these churches in every corner. That's all these different Eastern stars and you're in these secret societies. I know they put you up on game about what's going on, and you figure the majority of us are dumb. The majority of us are dumb, and we're not up on what's really going on and how this works. And that your job is to keep us down, keep us blind, keep us believing that there's something that's going to happen that's going to make your God be accepted and change this world, and that we're coming to the end of an era that's going to suppress Israel, the real Hebrews, and the order that God accepted at the foundation of the earth. No, it's not. Things are going to be put back in order. So, in the meantime, in between time, in your little corner of the world, how can you have order without laws? And I'm not talking about the policies by a corrupt government designed to destroy families. I'm not talking about this corrupt system that is ran globally to bring us a population reduction and cause us to be compliant with a Satanist agenda. No. I'm talking about a kingdom that's coming. And every kingdom must have a king. And every king has laws and commandments. Why do you think it's okay for you to be lawless? It's not. You've been lied to. Teach your kids the Ten Commandments. If you don't do nothing else, teach it to them and start following it. It's your solution of the night. Teach it to them. Learn what it is. I'm not asking you to ascribe to no religion, start following something that you ain't going to learn right away. But you better get some type of spirituality and reality and understanding inside you and stop playing church by going to these little clubhouses. That's not teaching you a damn thing, but they'll take your paycheck, they'll take your money in a heartbeat. Go sit down with the government officials and be told what to tell you to take, drink, eat, how to vote, everything else, and keep you in order. Wake up, man. It is truly wake up and smell the coffee. Fall back in your rightful place. I'm not just talking about women. Men, fall back in your rightful place. I'm praying hard as much as I can. If I get sick and tired of seeing somebody that just get high every day, don't want to go to work. Oh, they have a problem, and, you know, the system pumped drugs into our neighborhood, our area. Yeah, you can't tell me that when somebody gets sick and tired of being sick and tired, that's when they shake a particular thing and they come into the reality of what's happening to them. Knowledge is out there. What has happened is that they're being fought and they have given up. You that are strong, do not lose your strength, because we were told there would be a remnant. And half of you Negroes ain't going to make it because you're running around here looking like fools and idiots, wearing all the latest Givenchy, Gucci, and Prada, and Vuitton, and whatever the homosexual on TV tells you to wear, you wear it. And you love watching him gossip on TV. And you, the commandments speak against all this stuff. And the whole society is set up for you to lust and covet. That's why there's that commandment. Don't bear false witness against your neighbor. That deals with gossip. Remember the Sabbath day. Not like this Negro who was sitting up talking about Obama and tore himself with God. He told me this in the gym. He said, every day is a Sabbath day. I'm like, well, tell your boss today's a Sabbath and take off. And since every day is a Sabbath day, why didn't it say remember the Sabbath days and to keep them all holy? I don't even want to get off into that. I'm just talking real to y'all because I got to talk to you because it's all about its design to kill off a group of people and so that there won't be a remnant. Because some of you have made up in your minds that I'm going to be high till I die. I'm going to act a fool and I'm going to get while the getting is good. You're going to ride this thing till the wheels fall off. When you die, you will be judged, and you're going to find out that this life, there's more to this whole thing than just this illusion called life. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. The only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. You are living in an illusion. Wake the hell up. The truth is a journey, not a destination. You have all around you the opportunity to get your life where it needs to be and shake your mind because right now they got you under control. Don't let it be. Who's bigger than that? I ain't talking about your wallets. I ain't talking about what that rapper said. No, I'm not talking about that. Who can shake it and be their own man and not follow everything in the society and what this TV says I have to have and be? How rich can you be in spirit? How rich can you be in character? How rich can you be in respect? How rich can you be in having somebody look up to you and follow your words that you give to them to be able to make it through this life and not succumb to the ways of this world? This is Z the Preacher. I got mad love for you.
Of your soul,
destruction of your soul,
mind. Show.